Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications, now presents DC Everest Hockey. Everest Hockey is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glenray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulaski and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. Now with the play-by-play, Chris Conley.
The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. Welcome to high school hockey. Tonight we're back home at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. The DC Everest Evergreens are taking on the Chippewa Falls High School Cardinals. And the Evergreens come in off their best win of the season. They battled back from two goals down three times in last Friday night's victory in overtime against Wisconsin Rapids. A game where the Evergreens scored the last three goals and pulled out a 5-4 victory in sudden death. So the Evergreens get a big crowd back home to welcome them back after that fabulous effort. And the Evergreens are playing their best hockey of the season. Coming into Saturday's win, they fell 3-2 in overtime and a pretty good effort to spash as well. The schedule also gets tough. Chippewa Falls comes in with an 11-5-1 record that may be a little deceiving. Chippewa Falls has played a soft out-of-conference schedule and is 2-4-1 towards the back of the pack in the Big Rivers Conference. The Evergreens come in fourth in Valley play with 10 points overall, and off of last night's win, they're looking to move up in the standings. They'll take on Wausau West coming up on Thursday, and then to wrap up a three-game week, they travel on Saturday cross-state to Onalaska. So it's a busy time of season for the DC Everest Evergreens, and then next weekend, the seedings and pairings will be announced for the state high school WIAA tournament. Let's meet our goalies. Sean Dybell starts in net for the Chippewa Falls Cardinal. Chippewa Falls, an offensive-minded team. They average a little more than 6 points per game. And Michael Moe, who was very sharp down the stretch of the Wisconsin Rapids win, senior is playing some of his best hockey in goal tonight. In fact, he's the first player introduced on the ice for DC Everest. And you listen to the cheer that he gets as the Evergreens come out. DC Everest back at home wearing their white jerseys with the yellow numerals and trimmed in green. Chippewa Falls in the black sweaters, trimmed in red and white with the black breezers. Again, Chippewa Falls, a flashy 11-5-1 record, 11-5-1, but not as good in conference. They were on a four-game winning streak before Chippewa Falls dropped their last game, a 6-4 defeat to Rice Lake. Again, that was an in-conference game, so Chippewa Falls has not fared as well in their own league as they have against out-of-league competition. These teams do have a couple of common opponents. Both of these teams have wins over Marshfield. DC Everest beat the Tigers twice. Chippewa Falls beat them once. Chippewa Falls has a loss to Wisconsin Rapids. The Evergreens have split their games with Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be getting underway in just a minute or two. And now from the Green Heck Fieldhouse in Schofield, let's join the DC Everest pep band for the performance of our national anthem. Nice job by the D.C. Everest Pep Band performing our national anthem at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Nice crowd out. Still some room for you if you'd like to join us. If not, we'll make good company tonight. Evergreens hockey against Chi High on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Our broadcast is brought to you by Tlusti & Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. And we're sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Valley Communities Credit Union, visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. You know, the Evergreens come in off that win. It really was a nice effort of stick-to-itness. The Evergreens trailed 2-0 when we last saw them Saturday, less than 1 minute into the game. They battled back after trailing 2-0, got within a goal at 3-1 when they scored to make it 3-2. Evergreens trailed 4-2 in the third period, got back to 4-3, and then tied the game to eventually win it in overtime. Teams gather at the center circle, puck drops, and we're underway from D.C. Everest's Green Heck Fieldhouse. Chris Babiarz controls the draw for the Evergreens. Chippewa Falls, like a lot of Evergreens opponents, may not be used to the big ice. Evergreens send it right into the corner, but a Chippewa Falls defender is waiting for it there. Austin Jordan for Chi High tries to start their attack. Out to center ice to Landon Mueller. Mueller put it on goal and just went wide of that near post. Now into the corner. Evergreens fight to clear it out. Chippewa Falls tries to keep it in. Nope, loose puck picked up by Avery Allard. Allard slides it out to center ice where Chippewa Falls fights to take it away. We've got a whistle and we've got a stoppage here. Let's see what we have here. Are we going to call an early penalty? Linesman is coming over to the Chippewa Falls bench. And we're only 32 seconds into our hockey game. Not sure what this is about. Don't see anyone going into the penalty box. But immediately one of the referees is right over there. Well, we're going to have a face-off, and it's going to come outside the blue line. And the face-off is controlled by D.C. Everest. Brady Burrell fighting for that loose puck. There's a high check, and one of the Chi High players seated on the back of his pants, Drew Steinmetz. Puck is briefly behind the Evergreens net, come up along the near boards. Fighting for it there is Alex Degner. Chippewa Falls gets it right back, slides that one on goal and sticked aside by Michael Moe into the corner. Chippewa Falls has had the best of the early action here, but it is early, only a minute in. Fighting for it now along the goal line for Chi High is Tyler Anderson. Anderson looks to center, got a penalty coming up here. And it's going to be against D.C. Everest and against Chippewa Falls, rather. Avery Allard was roughed up behind the net, found himself hit hard into the boards, and the Evergreens are going to go on to an early power play. The door of the penalty box swings open. And we are going to have a penalty here against Chippewa Falls, Craig Hansman. And the Evergreens win off the power play. Loose in front, unable to get a stick on it, was Brady Burrell. Evergreens control of the 5-on-4 advantage. Avery Allard now works into the slot to Babiarz. Backhand shot didn't get through cleanly. Went off one of the defenders, goes into the corner. Evergreens look to still control. Got a minute 40 left in the one-man advantage. Evergreens try and get a quick change. Shot on goal with traffic in front. Goalie's down on his back, and it's underneath him. Evergreens again put pressure on the goal. That's Michael Plaza there. So the Evergreens already ratcheting up the heat on this power play. 0-0 with 1:52 to play, with 15:23 to play, first period. Chris Babiarz will take the draw. It's going to come off to the right of goalie Sean Dybel. Evergreens control it into the corner. Avery Allard's down at the goal line looking to center. One of the Evergreen players taken down there. Chris Babiarz was in the slot, was pulled down, and there's no call. Chi High is lucky that they're not on a 5-on-4 disadvantage here. Evergreens retreat to behind their own net. Here they go forward. Nice pass from Avery Allard onto the stick of Michael Plaza. Shot just wide. Evergreens look for a rebound. It's in front. Now it's behind the net. Evergreens look to center. Taken away by one of the Chi High defensemen. They'll try a shorthanded counterattack. Tyler Anderson skates into the corner. 1 minute left in the Evergreens power play. Short-handed shot on goal. That's a misfire. Went wide of the far post. Evergreens retrieve in the corner. Brady Burrell is there. Burrell had two goals in the win against Wisconsin Rapids and an assist on the game winner in overtime. That slid all the way down the ice. Icing against the Evergreens come back to the other end for a faceoff. D.C. Everest High School Hockey is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or visit DeVorney Orthodontics online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Taking the draw for the Evergreens is Matthew Yonke. Puck goes behind the Evergreens net. D.C. Everest playing short, playing with a one-man advantage, and Shihai trying to keep the puck in the end shorthanded. Evergreens now trying to get this power play fired up again. 30 seconds left, and there's a bad pass sent back down into the Evergreens end. Retreating it there is Avery Allard. Now it's Alex Degner. Degner pushes forward along the far boards. Evergreens get that onside. Matthew Yonke. Yonke had Grant Dennis coming towards the net, didn't see him, and puck went back out over the blue line. Offsides against D.C. Everest with only 10 seconds left in the man advantage. This power play started off strongly. The Evergreens got two or three shots on net, but nothing since then. Face-off coming outside the blue line. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Shihai controls the face-off. Now skating on goal shorthanded. A lot of traffic there and nothing doing. Now we're back to even strength. Evergreens get the puck from the corner. Here's Brady Burrell. Burrell sends the puck out to center ice. Couldn't find one of his teammates. Danny Dyson gets the puck. He's the leading scorer for Chippewa Falls. Stick checked off the puck now, and here comes Shihai along these near boards. Landon Mueller. Mueller into the zone. Evergreens take it away, slide it back out to center ice. Drew Hallmund is there. Hallmund just took a big hit right in front of the scorer's table. Bryce Dively providing the hurt. Now loose in front. Misfire shot. Danny Dyson, the leading scorer, sent it whistling over the crossbar. Pretty good opportunity, but the shot not accurate. Michael Moe finds the puck behind the net. Sends it around the boards to one of his defensemen. Brady Burrell is there. Evergreens look to get it out. So far, Shihai, with already 15 wins on the season, has had the better scoring opportunities. And here's a takeaway for Chippewa Falls in the zone. Drew Steinmetz looks to center. Point-blank range. Traffic in front. Puck is loose in front and cleared out of there by one of the Evergreens defenders. Brady Burrell got a stick on it and got it out of danger and actually gets it out of the zone. Evergreens will get a partial change here. Fighting for it along the boards is Josh Merchant. Evergreens are onside Alex Degner. And the puck goes into the corner. Both teams, no, Evergreens are going to try and fight for this. Thought they were going to get a change. Saw they had numbers for a moment, catching Shihai on a change. Puck slides back the other way, wave off icing into the corner. Chippewa Falls waits for it there. That's Craig Hansman. Hansman tried to center, couldn't find anyone. Evergreens don't have numbers here as the puck goes ahead, now into the zone for Bryce Dively. Dively will fight for it behind the net. Sends it into the corner. Nate Runs guards the blue line, but Chippewa Falls takes it away. Chippewa Falls has won most of these pucks in the corner. Shot for the blue line, save! Josh Flagg from the blue line from long distance put that on goal, and it's gloved by Michael Moe for a stoppage. Exactly 12 minutes to play, first period. Scoreless between Chippewa Falls and D.C. Everest. Chippewa Falls has outshot the Evergreens here. Off the faceoff to Michael Moe's right. It was briefly loose in front. Evergreens try a counterattack. Nice pass onto the skates of Chris Sackman. Sackman skating in onside. Shot save with a blocker. Best scoring opportunity for the Evergreens. Loose behind the net. Rebound bounces off the boards. Goes all the way out of the zone. The Evergreens will have to retrieve. Nate Bruns goes back to get it for D.C. Everest. Bruns cross-ice pass. Looking to center. A little too long there for Chris Sackman. Shihai will come back now. Chippewa Falls. Waiting to tag up onside. They control the puck at the red line. Skating with it there is Danny Dyson. Dyson onside and tried to stick handle, now with a bad angle. Tried to put that on net, but had very little chance of getting it in. At the blue line, Bailey Decker holds it in. Decker sends it behind the net. Landon Mueller is there. Mueller looked to center to Dyson, and that was disrupted. Disrupted by Brady Burrell. Then Burrell goes down with a hard hit in the corner. Chippewa Falls tries to hold the zone. Pass back out to the point. Nope. Slides over the blue line. Out of the zone. And Chippewa Falls will dump it in and get a change here. We go under 11 minutes to play first period. Evergreens try and get it out. Derek Komjek, his pass taken away. Looking to center there is Chai High, disrupted by DC Everest. Evergreens will have a 2-on-2 on the counterattack. Chris Babiarz. Babiarz looks to center for Brady Burrell. Slid it just wide of the near post. Evergreens got an opportunity there on the counterattack. Couldn't quite cash it in. Chippewa Falls comes back off the stick of one of their players into the corner. Icing and a stoppage with 10:25 to play. First period, still no score. Both teams will get some fresh skates on the ice. DC Everest Hockey brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. A proud sponsor of DC Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Faceoff comes back in the Chippewa Falls end. Evergreens, we're going to have Matthew Yonke take this draw. He gets called out of the circle. And Chris Babiarz will take the draw. Babiarz wins it, goes into the corner, but Chippewa Falls is there. Chippewa Falls is a 2-on-1 coming back the other way. Centering pass just out of the reach of Austin Jordan. With a more accurate pass, they would have had a good scoring opportunity. Misfired. Looking to center in front for Jordan again. Stick checked away. Alex Degner sent it into the corner. It's behind the Evergreens net, and the Evergreens control the puck. Look to rush the lane. Here's a good pass out of the zone. Evergreens pressing forward now. Austin Shiro. Shiro from the blue line on goal. Blocker save. Shiro's shot was true there and tested the Chippewa Falls goalie, Sean Dybel. Evergreens not able to hold the zone, though. Puck comes out to center ice. DC Everest retreats for it there. Partial change for both teams here. Chippewa Falls has the puck. Bailey Decker along the near board sends it cross ice into the corner. His teammate Joe Paquette will fight for it there. Paquette unable to control the puck. Evergreens try and get it out. Evergreens now slide the puck forward at center ice. Taken right back by Chai High. Action right in front of the DC Everest bench. Chris Sackman fights for it. Sackman couldn't control. Comes across the ice. And Chippewa Falls puts it into the zone. Wraps it all the way around the boards into the corner. Waiting for it there is Craig Hansman. Kendall Keegan on the ice. Keegan listed as a JV player who's on the ice here with this second or third line out there for Chippewa Falls. Taken away by DC Everest. Grant Dennis goes cross ice. Dennis out the red line. Nice stick handling. He's onside. Put it on goal. Shot save. Kind of a fluttering shot that skipped across the ice. And goalie Sean Dybel decided to cover up. Sometimes those knuckleball shots can be a little tricky. Evergreens have generated a few more offensive opportunities for themselves. That wasn't the case earlier in the period, and we are still scoreless, just under 9 minutes to play. First period action here at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Chippewa Falls controls the draw, comes all the way down the ice. Drew Steinmetz is behind the net, now into the corner. Chippewa Falls looking to center. Evergreens come away with it. Here's Chris Babiarz ahead to Michael Plaza. Plaza on goal, just a little wide, looking for that near post. Evergreens fight forward in the corner. Big hit there from Brady Burrell. And the Evergreens do get the puck. Centering, looking for Plaza. It went into his skates. Pass was a little bit behind Plaza. He would have had a scoring opportunity with a better pass. Chippewa Falls looks to counterattack. Drew Steinmetz couldn't control the centering pass. Now it's in the corner. Chris Babiarz fights forward for the Evergreens. Gets a little help from Nate Bruns. Centering in front again off the skates. Pass a little bit behind Craig Hansman. And comes out of the zone to the red line. Both teams with more accurate passes would have had better scoring opportunities. So we've seen that once or twice on both ends. We go under 8 minutes to play. Here's a bad pass from the Evergreens. Taken away. Shot on goal. Save. Austin Jordan put it right into the chest of Michael Moe. Moe did a good job guarding the near post there on the takeaway. Now it's in the corner. Chai High fighting for it there. Josh Flagg is doing battle with the Evergreens' Matthew Yonke. Yonke sends it down the length of the ice. Icing's the call. Stoppage with 7.5 minutes to play. We're in the first period, and there is no score between DC Everest and Chippewa Falls. Evergreens Hockey is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corners of Highways 29 and J in Weston face off to Michael Moe's right. Chippewa Falls wins the draw, just able to hold it into the blue line. Sent into the corner. Evergreens have advantage there in the corner. Austin Shiro tries to get it out. It goes behind the net to Alex Degner. Evergreens left to rush the length of the ice. There's a bad pass that's almost intercepted, but Chai High retreats at center ice. Evergreens take it right back. Cross ice pass Avery Aller to Chris Babiarz. Trying to stick handle in the corner there. That's Shiro. He is looking to center. Pretty good stick handling. Gets the puck into the corner, but the Evergreens are unable to hold the zone. You can tell the Chippewa Falls, I think, is struggling a little bit with the big ice. And from outside the blue line, that was put on goal by Austin Shiro and was sticked aside. Another one of those fluttering shots. Evergreens here send it into the corner. 6:40 to play. Scoreless first period. In fact, after Chippewa Falls had the better scoring opportunities early, I'd say that's about even now. Evergreens unable to fight for that puck in their own corner. Chippewa Falls comes out. Here's Ryan Swenson. Swenson's a fast skater. You know what? His teammate's offside. It's a delayed call, but they did get it. He was going into the zone along the far boards, and Landon Mueller got into the zone early along the near boards. Thought they were going to miss that call, and that would have been a big miss. Chippewa Falls would have had a 3-on-2 instead. Nope, arm went up, whistle sounded. Faceoff will come outside the blue line with 6:25 to play first period. Chi-Hi controls the draw, goes cross ice. Bailey Decker. Decker is onside, sends it into the corner. Evergreen's trying clear. Nope, Decker holds it into the blue line. Not sure if he was trying to pass that or put it on net. Either he misfired badly or was trying to put it in the corner. Counterattack the other way to Michael Plaza. To Babiarz, pass wide. Babiarz was trailing the play and just missed the near post. Went into the corner. Evergreen's trying to control it. Michael Plaza fights for behind the net. Plaza is trying to center. He's tied up by one of the defenders. Under 6 minutes to play. We've got a whistle and a stoppage. 5:50 left in a scoreless first period. Pretty good scoring opportunity there for the Evergreens. Babiarz and Plaza work together like really good teammates should. That's become a much better combination for DC Evers than it was earlier in the season. Faceoff is going to come in the Chippewa Falls zone to goalie Sean Dybell's right. Chippewa Falls controls the draw and clears it out at the red line. Evergreens send it back in. Nate Bruns wraps it all the way around. And Chippewa Falls comes back the other way. Nope, Evergreen's there to send it back out to center ice. Chi-Hi is waiting. There's a pass that sails a little bit long. That's icing and a stoppage with 5.5 minutes to play. Evergreen's basketball, Evergreen's hockey on Fox Sports Radio. Basketball tomorrow. I'll tell you about that in a moment. We are sponsored by InterCity State Bank. Providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. InterCity State Bank, convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Tomorrow, right across the hallway at the D.C. Evers Fieldhouse, boys basketball against Marshfield. Marshfield's the second-place team in the Valley Conference. Evergreens will be looking to coming back off. The face-off puck is bouncing and loose in front off the stick of Drew Steinmetz. Michael Moe went down, blocked it with his pads, and it comes out of the zone. Evergreens have a 2-on-2 coming back the other way. Josh Merchant. Merchant's fighting for it there. That's Seth Jaglinski. Jaglinski could not control the puck in the corner. Chippewa Falls comes back the other way. 3-on-3. Nope, Evergreens did a good job getting back on defense. And one of the Evergreens defenders there to disrupt that shot as a flutterer was put on net, sending it into the corner for D.C. Evers is Matthew Yonke. Evergreens will get a change here as we go under 5 minutes to play. Still scoreless first period. Chippewa Falls, again, we mentioned they average 6 goals a game. Maybe a little frustrated here. And again, the big ice is a big adjustment for a team that's not used to playing on it. That seems a little what's going on with Chippewa Falls here. Big cross-ice pass. Mick Caron carries into the corner. Caron was looking to center, couldn't quite find a teammate. Josh Flagg there for Chi-Hi. Evergreens try and get it out. Chippewa Falls holds it in at the blue line. Ryan Swenson, they've got a man in front if they can find him. Comes back out to the blue line. Chippewa Falls in. Wrist shot saved by Michael Moe. Behind the net, looking to center in front. Fighting there to disrupt it for the Evergreens is Avery Allard. Now in front. Shot and a goal. Came out in front from behind the net. And Austin Jordan scored for Chippewa Falls. Jordan was sitting right there on the doorstep. And when the puck came out from behind the net, Jordan was right outside the crease and beat Michael Moe. Moe needed one of his teammates to get a body on him and clear him out. Austin Jordan scores for Chippewa Falls with 4:06 left to play. Starting to give 2 assists there, Chase Stoffel and Josh Flagg for the goal for Austin Jordan. It was Josh Flagg who got the puck centered from behind the net, allowing Austin Jordan to put it in. Evergreens control the faceoff and fight for it in the corner as now they're looking to get even, something they did in their win on Saturday night against Chippewa Falls. Wisconsin Rapids. Chi-High has a 1-0 lead. Shot long from just over the red line. It's put on the Evergreens net. Michael Moe saved it with the blocker. Evergreens look to get it out, and they do, to center ice. You want to see if the Evergreens have a quick answer here. 3 minutes to play, first period. The pass into the skates of Casey Hansman. Hansen fights forward in the corner. Evergreens have numbers there, and the Evergreens will try and start their counterattack. An Evergreens player taken down from behind. No call. We'll play on. We've had only one penalty, and the Evergreens are 0-for-1 on the power play. Chippewa Falls have not had a man advantage so far. Chi-High holds this in at the red line. That sent on net by Bailey Decker. It's wide of the near post. Slid through the crease, and no one's home for Chi-High. Evergreens look to mount a counterattack here. Josh Merchant got it into the corner. That's icing. Cleared it out of there, but sent it all the way down the length of the ice. Of a faceoff coming back at the other end. Chippewa Falls 1, D.C. Empress nothing. We are late in the first period. Coach Dan Van Slyke will join us at our first intermission. We'll talk about Saturday night's signature win against Wisconsin Rapids. If you were not listening or if you didn't make the trip down to Rapids, it's a 5-4 Evergreens win in overtime. Off the faceoff, Chi-High control, sends it behind the net, looking for a wraparound, trying to center. That's disrupted by Alex Degner for D.C. Everest. Good defensive move there. Puck briefly came loose in front and sent out of there by one of the Evergreens. Chi-High holds it in at the blue line. Sent back in to Ryan Swenson. Swenson wraps it all the way around. One of his teammates there at the blue line. Evergreens do get it out of there. You know, the Evergreens came out cold to start this. They got a few more scoring opportunities towards the middle of this period and have not been able to generate anything in the last couple of minutes. Now we've got a whistle and a stoppage. We're going to have a penalty upcoming here. Referee is coming over to the scorer's table. Let's see who they're going to take. And the Evergreens are going to go on to the power play. They're going to call Mick Caron. I believe this is going to be a hold. Caron looked like he pulled one of the Evergreens players down right in front of the net. Karen's going to serve a two-minute minor. Interference will be the call. Two-minute minor. There's 1:50 left in the period, so for a few moments this will carry into the second period. See if the Evergreens can get even with the man advantage. Baby R's controls. Shot in front with a man in front of the Evergreens. Get the equalizer! Baby R's put it on goal. Michael Plaza was there, but I don't think Plaza got the tip in. I think it was one of his other teammates who was also there in front who was able to send it in. In fact, I believe that goal is going to go to Nate Bruns. We'll wait for the official scoring. The Evergreens get a power play goal and get even at 1-1 with 1:37 left. It is Nate Bruns with the goal. Avery Allard will get the assist for D.C. Everest. And with 1:15 to play, we are back to even 1-1. Chippewa Falls put the puck right in, and Michael Moe sticked that aside. Slid down the length of the ice by D.C. Everest. Icing, come back for a faceoff with 1:06 to play. So the Evergreens get a power play goal to get even. Nate Bruns. Michael Plaza was there on the doorstep. I'm surprised we didn't give an assist to Chris Babiar as he put the puck on net initially. And the Evergreens and Chippewa Falls are tied 1-1. I'd give a slight advantage to Chi-High in this first period, but the Evergreens have been battling. Now we're under a minute to play in the first period. Puck's back at the red line. Chi-High retreating. Drew Halmond goes cross ice for one of his teammates. Waiting there is Tyler Anderson. Chippewa Falls trying to get a final rush here with 45 seconds left on goal. Deflected by one of the Evergreens defenders and now behind the net. Nate Bruns tries to get it out of there for the Evergreens along with Chris Sackman. Pass went a little bit long looking for Grant Dennis. And Chippewa Falls defensemen are there to retrieve it. 30 seconds left in the period. Tied 1-1. Chippewa Falls puts a rush on. Here comes Greg Hansman. Chi-High is offsides. We'll have a stoppage. One of Hansman's teammates along these near boards, Drew Steinmetz, was into the zone early. Just 24 seconds left to play in the period. Evergreens hockey brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Face off just outside the blue line. Chippewa Falls controls it. Ryan Swenson cranked it up and sent it into the corner. Misfire. 15 seconds left in the period. Evergreens have a defenseman there. That's Brady Burrell looking to clear it out. Take it away. Put on goal. Briefly loose in front. One of the Evergreens defenders disrupted it. Just 5 seconds left. Evergreens will slide it all the way down. Going to have a stoppage for icing with just 2 seconds left. Two ticks left in this period. But we are come all the way back, and we'll have a face-off coming up to Michael Moe's right. And the Evergreens will just have to stave off these final 2 seconds, and then we'll go to intermission. And the shot on goal off the face-off. Moe gloves it as time comes to an end. Oh, my, that draw was won by Austin Jordan. And Jordan was able to put it on net. We come to the end of the first period. And we are tied at 1-1 between D.C. Everest and Chippewa Falls. Evergreens were outshot in that first period. We will have a conversation with D.C. Everest coach Dan Van Slyke at our first intermission. The Evergreens will be looking back on what's got to be a very satisfying victory from Saturday night against Wisconsin Rapids. Where the Evergreens battled back 1, 2, 3 times in that game. The Evergreens were down by 2 goals. They stuck with it, eventually got the game into overtime, and won it there. It's Conley and the coach when we come back after a 3-minute break. First intermission, D.C. Everest and Chippewa Falls on Monday Night Hockey are tied 1-1. We'll be back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.